We're talking today with Riley Padgett, of course, National FFA President. And Riley, almost 365 days ago, you heard your name on that stage here in Conseco Fieldhouse. It's been, I know, quite a ride.
Yes, sir. It's been just that. It's been the ride of a life, and I would not have traded this year for anything. We've had the opportunity to grow so much, but also to grow others and to grow through them. And so, like I said, my teammates and I are so blessed to be here at the 84th National Convention, and we're excited for another week of convention success and recognizing members for their achievements and also celebrating the success that the National FFA organization has had this year.
How long have y'all been working on getting ready for convention as far as the officer team itself?
In September, we took a retreat, and then during that retreat in Florida, we had our first convention planning session. And while we were there, we talked about convention, what we kind of envisioned for this convention, and what we envisioned that others would see while they were here. And so we've been working since then to get speeches ready and to get banquets ready and to get convention as a whole ready. And so we moved downtown Indy last Wednesday, and we've been here ever since. And when we moved here, it was kind of weird being downtown with no FFA members. And so yesterday, as soon as they all started rolling in, it was picture perfect. And it made sense that we were here and that they were here, and we were ready to put on this convention. So here we come.
As you think back over the last year, Riley, what are maybe the one or two or three memories that really you know you're going to take with you for a lifetime?
There's several of those. Anything from a small banquet in Cal, Iowa, which was one of the first banquets that I did this year. It's Coulter, Alexander, and Latimer, Iowa, three schools consolidated. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. It was a small rural community, and I got the chance to do some workshops with them one day and then speak at their banquet that night. We hatched some chickens. They were doing some poultry classes, and I remember their students fondly because of the way that they welcomed me, and quite frankly, it reminded me of Northwest Oklahoma, which is where I come from, and so it was good to be a part of that. I remember going to the Hawaii State Convention and meeting with their state officer team and spending some time in a place that I had never been before. And you know, I think that's what FFA does for so many students, is take them to a place where they've never been. Whether that's their own backyard or whether that's a different state or to the national convention, they have the chance with this jacket to be somewhere they've never gone before.
When we think about, you know, some of the challenges in agriculture today, seems like Oklahoma, or in the case of Oklahoma FFA, and of course the National FFA as well, there are always opportunities if FFA members are willing to step up to them.
You're exactly right, Ron, and those opportunities are handed to you in a variety of ways, whether that be through Mr. Boggs, our executive secretary, whether that be through state officers, or whether that be through a local program. Those opportunities are always there, and it's about really grasping a hold of them and going full force. And if anything, I've learned that students in FFA really do that. They take advantage of the opportunities, and if they're not, hopefully they'll realize that they should here this week in Indianapolis.
When we think about, you know, your career in FFA through your experiences in Woodward, state officer for Oklahoma FFA, you ran for office once at the national level, did not make it year one, but you came back, you had a lot of perseverance, it seems.
Absolutely, and that's another lesson that was learned through this blue corduroy jacket and through this organization. And like you said, I was not elected the first year to national office, and I grew up a lot that day that my name wasn't called, quite frankly, and I got to find Riley a little bit and got to find the reason why I was choosing to run and why I wanted to do this so bad and if I wanted to do this. And so later in the year after national convention, I decided that, yeah, I wanted to give it another whirl. And so here we are. And it's another convention and another great week to experience with members and with parents and supporters and friends.
What do you feel that FFA has really prepared you to be able to do? In other words, what sort of a difference has it made in your life?
We've had the opportunity this year to engage with partners and business and industry people across the nation. And while we were there, we would advocate for agricultural education, the agricultural industry, and FFA. And one of my teammates has always said that we're not just preparing the future farmers of America, but we're preparing the future chemists and the future business leaders and the future politicians and the future world changers. And that's so true. It's so true that that's exactly what we're doing. And that's what we're preparing students for. And I've been prepared for that. I've been prepared for tomorrow. And I've been prepared to take on the world with communication and with leadership and with diplomacy. And I'm ready to do that. And I know that the students that walk through these doors of Conseco Fieldhouse or Lucas Oil will be prepared to do that too. There's no doubt in my mind.
What happens with Riley once Saturday afternoon comes, Sunday morning comes?
Sunday morning, we have the chance to help initiate the newly elected officers, and we're so excited. I went to the nominating committee luncheon yesterday and got to meet and interact with some of those candidates and have just been really, really inspired by all of them. They're such high caliber of individuals, and I know that whichever six are called, they will do a fantastic job, and looking forward to hear their names announced. So we will help do some orientation with them on Sunday, and then Sunday evening and Monday morning, our team is heading to North Carolina to spend about 4 days just relaxing and having some fun and really reflecting on the year as a team. And then I will head back to Oklahoma State to view the homecoming game against Baylor. Go Pokes. And we'll get to see some of that. And then we'll do a week-long internship with a sponsor of the National FFA organization. Each of us will go to a different place for a week. And then in January, I'll start back at school.
So you're making plans to get back at OSU in the spring semester.
Absolutely. There's no other place for me, and I think that goes to show. I tried to recruit people this year at banquets or all across the nation, even my teammates, tried to recruit them to go to Oklahoma State. So hopefully enrollment increases a little bit next year, and I don't know if they'll be happy or not about that, but I'm excited to get back to OSU. I really am. I'm excited to continue my major, and my advisor is Shelley Sitton, and I know I'm really excited to get back under her program and under her wings a little bit and her guidance. And excited to be back home.
When you think about this year, has it maybe given you a different perspective of what you want to do when you get out of school?
Absolutely. I think every day, that's what's unique about this, is that every day I want to do something different. And so some days when I'm at a high school, I want to be an ag teacher. And then some days when I'm working with business and industry, I want to do marketing plans or ag communications. And some days I'm here in the midst of all of these wonderful FFA members, and I definitely want to be an FFA advisor, no doubt about it. Sometimes when I'm in Washington, D.C., I think that that'd be a neat place to live. And so I'm not exactly sure, so if anyone out there has any ideas of what Riley should do when he returns to school, you're more than welcome to fill me in. But, regardless of what it is that any of my teammates choose to do, I know that we've been well prepared this year and through our involvement with this program, and as is every member. And there's no doubt in my mind that there's a purpose for this, and that I've learned things this year and have experiences this year to continue my career.
Final word as far as what, in your mind, is FFA?
FFA is the most dynamic youth organization in the world. It really, really is, and it's an opportunity for students to find that niche that they may have not found anywhere else. We all know the students, and I've said this time and time again. I've said it this year for sure, but we all know those students who walk alone to class or walk the halls alone or sit alone, and it's to me, those students who really find their niche in FFA that have no other niche anywhere else, and those students who really gain the most out of their agricultural education courses. And if you could look at my picture, you might be able to tell I'm not the most athletic person in the world, and I'm really not the most intelligent. And so FFA has given me an opportunity to combine those things and to really focus on what I am good at and focus on a supervised agricultural experience. And that's what's gotten me here today, and that's what it does for so many students.
The national president of FFA, Riley Padgett from Woodward, Oklahoma, serving here in 2010-2011. Matter of fact, he's in his final days of service as the national president. Here at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Ron Hayes on the Blue Green Gazette on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.